Hello and welcome to the Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of July 4. And joining me to talk about all the racing this weekend is my Winning Post colleague Carl Diorio. If you haven't already guessed by now, I am Joel Marshall. John Barker is missing in action today, so myself and Carl will go through the weekend's action. And Carl, Sir John Monash Stakes Day leads a decent program at Caulfield on Saturday.
That's right, and the Monash Stakes, it usually signals the start of spring, or used to, but we're still right in the depths of winter. Although we've got a pretty smart favourite running in the race in Lord the Sky, looking for consecutive victories in the Monash, and it'll be pretty hard to topple by the looks of things.
Yes, will be pretty hard to beat. Drawn barrier 11, but has that early speed to get across. We might as well jump straight into that, being the only black type race on the card at Caulfield. And yeah, Lord of the Sky, as you mentioned, dominant favourite. He's come up odds on, and look, he's been up a while, and he's been to Sydney, and he's been to Adelaide, and he did go to Brisbane, didn't race there, but now finds himself back in Victoria, and look, he's hard to tip against. I put him on top, but I thought if there was to be a threat, maybe 9 Angels Beach was good first up, giving weight away to the males, and then last time in Sydney on the wet, you can probably forgive that, and on her home track, she might be some sort of a threat. I put in the Adelaide visitor Heart of the Lion, who's going really well this time in for third, and Clashina Rebecca are both runs this time in, and they've been pretty honest. Not sure she can win a Group 3 race like this, but she won't be far away and is one to include in your first four. So I went 1, 9, 6, 12.
Similar numbers. I went Lord the Sky on top to beat Angels Beach for third, number 6 Heart of the Lion, and for fourth, number 11 Miss Promiscuity. I just thought Lord the Sky, he looks the one to beat, has the class edge. And, he has had his races well spaced out this campaign. He has had that bit of travelling, but Robbie Lang seems to have a real understanding of this horse. And I think Lord the Sky is going to break through for an overdue sixth win. So, even the weight for age scale does suit. Angels Beach looms in danger. Heart of the Lion's in form. Mrs. Promiscuity has raced well at Caulfield previously.
All right, best and value for Caulfield on Saturday, I made Pilly's Wish my best, race 2, number 6. Good run at Mini Valley last time out, just had to make up ground around them and did a good job. That was on the back of her fresh win. I think she looks well placed to return to the winner's stall on Saturday. I made my value Propelled, race 5, number 11. Expect her to settle a bit closer. She got a bit too far back along the fence first up at the Valley. Up to 1,400 suits from a good draw, she should settle a bit closer, and I think she can run well at each way odds. A couple of the other races I was keen to look at. Race 7, number 4, Lyra Bird, continues to go out over the odds, and is yet to run a bad race. I think she can run well. And the first race looks a difficult race, plenty of first starters and a tough two-year-old race, but just a few to maybe look at good odds. I thought 13, Petite Falou, trialled well. 11, Madonna Lily, I thought has showed enough. And 9, Spetsizi, who was well backed on debut, maybe just didn't handle the wet ground. So 13, 11, 9 in that race, just ones to throw around in your multiples.
My best bet is race 4, number 11, Spencer Street. The good winner, 3 starts back over the Warrnambool Carnival. And the last 2 runs at Moonee Valley have been quite good, finishing 5th both times in 14 horse fields over 1,200 metres. 2 starts ago, it got back in a race whereby you needed to be up on the pace, and then last time the track pattern, those out wide and swooping were disadvantaged. You needed to be up along the fence, and I think Spencer Street's runs in defeat have contained plenty of merit. And at Caulfield, hopefully a more fairer track from barrier 2. Hopefully just gets a trouble-free run in transit and will be hard to hold out. And my value bet is race 6, number 5, Henwood. Costly horse to follow. His numerical form is disgusting, but I think the last 2 runs have been forgive efforts. Raced just the tempo last time was totally against Seaward. Got a picnic in the lead and kicked away. And Henwood was wide, and as I said, that Moonee Valley meeting, you needed to be up on pace, particularly that race. And I think Henwood, out to 1,400, he has won over this track. He's only started Caulfield before, and I think his non-winning tendencies may allow him to start at probably bigger odds than what he deserves to be in that field.
All right, Rosehill Gardens, the venue in Sydney, and another wet track we are presented with here. We do have the one black type race, which is the Civic Stakes over the 1350 metres. This is a listed event, and I went to See the World, might be ready to win fourth up from three Dances on Stars, one Dothraki and six Estonian Princess.
Keen on Houseman here, it's my value bet of the day. Fitted for two runs this campaign, got back, caught wide and wasn't knocked about first up at Scone in the Luskin Star behind Art Lee. And then I thought the last start effort was really encouraging behind Mirage and Beauty's Beast, and of course those two horses fought out the finish again last Saturday. And I think Houseman, who was unsuited by the tempo of that 1400 metre race at Rosehill on the 13th of June, I think a more genuine clip here, perhaps positioning a little bit closer from barrier two. If it gets a bit of luck, I think Houseman's going to be right in the finish. So I've got it on top from five Rugged Cross, who is always thereabouts at this sort of grade. One Dothraki, who is top weight and has to contend with a wide barrier. And fourth number three, Dances on Stars.
All right, my best for Rose Hill is Brook Road. Once again, got the cash first up, and I thought she'd be tough to beat again. Race seven, number five. And See the World, conveniently enough, is my value bet in race six.
Race four, number six, is my best bet, Allegria. Won really well first up this campaign at Warwick Farm. And the next two runs have just been outside the placings, finishing fourth both times behind Lucy's Look and Very Delicious. I thought the last start effort behind Very Delicious over 1400 in the heavy track was sound. It got back and was the third best closer in the race. And the two other better closers were up on the pace, and it certainly was an on-paces race, and Allegria got back and found the line nicely. So I think, again, more even tempo here, and I think Allegria and Final Decision, they look the two they'll be fighting out the finish. And as I mentioned earlier, Houseman is my value bet for the day.
Morphettville Parks, the venue for racing in Adelaide on Saturday, and we have an eighth race card there. I've gone for a couple of Victorian trained runners as my best in value. Viking Ransom, I made my best race five, number seven, was scratched from Flemington last week. Quite a promising galloper, won well on debut, and he's had a couple of jump outs and seems to be going pretty well. Thought with 53.5, 1300 should be ideal first up. He looks well placed. In race six, number seven, I'm a Flying Star. Recent form in Melbourne's pretty good, and drawn well. Thought around $8, she looked a good each way bet.
Best bet, race seven, number eight, Poitier, trained by David Hayes and Tom Davenick. First up from a spell, has looked good in a couple of recent jump outs off the long break, and has shown plenty of pace in those hit outs. And I think Poitier might actually surprise a few here from barrier 8, 55.5. It's a race with many chances, I'd expect Classy Jack and Pistolier to go forward, and also from a wide barrier, Jenny from the block will blast out of the gates, and Poitier from barrier eight will hopefully just sit in behind, maybe be three pairs back, and with that weight advantage on a few of his rivals, I think this six-year-old first up off the long break can actually run a real cheeky race. My value bet comes up in race three, that's number 10, Deliberate. Horse that has had three starts for the new stable, placed at the first two runs and then failed on a heavy track last time. The key to this horse is getting back on top of the ground, and is well weighted with the 54. I think the only danger there is Dr. Care, but this horse will certainly appreciate the rise in trip and the firmer surface. So on an each way basis, Deliberate in race number three.
Alright, Sunshine Coast is the venue for Queensland racing on Saturday. And we do have the one black type race. It is the listed Queensland Cup over 2 miles. And here we see Love the Beaches, the mare who got out to a whopping lead and just kept going to win in Sydney last time out. Paul King's already said that that's what he's going to be doing again. And why not? And she's going to be in the, you know, she's going to be hard to beat, you would have thought. But it's a tricky race. I ended up going for a bit of value. I went 8 to beat 7, 8 Bachelor Zeal. I thought this Kiwi, he'd come over here with sort of a low rating, and I thought the Ipswich Cup run was pretty good. It was warming up nicely. Last start over the 2400 in the Tats Cup was a bit disappointing, but it gives the impression that he'll stay the trip. Seven Monaco dollars hit the line well, her past couple. Love the Beaches in for third, number one, and for fourth, I threw in Mr. Impatience, number three.
Terrible race. They've all got to carry the same weight, 58 kilos after... Who was the horse? Was Escardo who nominated? Yeah, Escardo nominated but hasn't accepted. So it's a level weights race. I've gone with number 4, Hussein Choice, on top from 2 Major Major, 3 Mr. Impatience, and 1 I love the Beaches, sorry. Hussein Choice, I just think, has been placed his past couple. Got way too far back in that stays cut behind Love the Beaches. And last time I just thought, back to 2600, just didn't have the zip to go with Soviet Courage. But back against this grade, I think with a better ride than what it copped in the Stayers Cup, I think it can turn the tables on Love the Beaches, and that will probably go a long way to winning Saturday's Queensland Cup.
All right, my best in value, get the turkey early. Elusive Catch, my best, race 1, number 3. Blinkers went on, got soft ground and turned her form around to win well at Ipswich. This is no harder, and I thought she'd win again. 2 Sister Emma's probably the main danger. Her form doesn't read that well this time in, but all 3 have been in black tight races. And I made my value Honesta, race 2, number 11. Don't mind these Monaco consoles, and this one I thought did enough on debut over a sprint trip last year. Has trialled in Sydney and trialled okay, and I thought 1400 fresh would really suit. It opened up crazy odds, I think 30-1. Also, another Monaco console horse in that race, number 12, Katamara L. 50 or 60-1 you can get, and I thought that was crazy odds too. So maybe a couple of value bets in that race, 11 and 12.
Best bet race 4, number 3 for me, Aussies Love Sport. It's now with Trent Edmonds up on the Gold Coast, and I think the track at the Sunshine Coast is going to be an improving soft track one. I'm not expecting it to be heavy. I'm expecting it to probably improve into the soft 6 range. And if that's the case, I think Aussies Love Sport will just show his class down on the minimum weight. He really gets in well at the weights. And the recent form in Sydney isn't all that bad. 2 starts go, 1 on a soft 7, beating Turbulent Jet. And the last start effort was nice behind Rock Along. So I think Aussies Love Sport's the one to beat there. And the value bet is in the Queensland Cup. It is actually number 4, Hussein Choice. I just think I think he has a bit of a class edge. And given the fact that he was knocked off by Love the Beaches and Major Major's got a bit of a spruik over on wet tracks, I'm thinking maybe Hussein Choice might start $5.50 when he's really a $3.20, $3.50 chance, in my opinion. So race 6, number 4, Hussein Choice the value.
All right, racing in Perth on Saturday, and we have a stakes race there as well. The listed Belmont Oaks for the 3-year-old fillies. And I thought you needed to look up towards the top of the book here. I've gone for 1 Keysbrook, stuck on the 1 win, but model of consistency, racing well, deserves to break through for another win. Got her ahead of 5 Indy Pacific, lightly raced, has won 2 of 3, 3 Cosmic Storm and 2 Dancing Express. My best is Trading Day, race 2, number 1. I think he should get the cash third up. Both his runs this time in have been excellent. And I made my value Dark Musket, race 6, number 6. Just got too far back over the mile last start. And the Belmont Guinea stepping up to 2,000. Might be able to settle a bit closer, and I think he is looking for that longer trip. The other one to maybe have a look at earlier in the day, race 1, number 2, Reverend John, from a much better barrier. I thought could possibly upset the short price favourite, Man Booker. And racing across the Tasman on Saturday is at Tarapa and Awapuni. Tarapa, we have my best bet is in the feature race there, the listed event, race 7, and it's number 8, Ethical. This daughter of High Chaparral, she's come back into form this prep. She took a few runs to get fit. Really good run last start, down on the minimum weight. She's ready to break through this time in. And I made my value Close Up, race 8, number 12. He's eligible for easier, takes on open company first up, but he's a nice progressive horse. He won a couple of races at Ellerslie during their Christmas carnival, and I think he can take the next step this time in. Awapuni, my best is Super Seed, race 7, number 7. Good wet tracker, runner-up at both her starts this time in, and deserves to break through for her second career win. And my value was Del Sur T, who is in 2 races, race 3 and race 5. I think race 5 is the better race, up to the mile. I think that's what he's looking for, and I think he'll be tough to beat. If he runs in race 3, perhaps save on the Quinella with number 1 Leeds, who does look the class runner in that field. Well, that just about takes us out for this weekend's podcast. Don't forget to pick up your winning post this week. All the form in it Friday through to Monday. And plenty of good reading in it once again this week. Carl, $20 bet, as I think on the spot. Have you got yours ready to go?
Yeah, I'll give the listeners two $10 win bets, or alternatively two $5 each way bets, depending on how they're positioned to back horses at double figure odds. I like race 6 at Sydney Houseman, which is number... race 6, I'll get the number eventually. Race 6, number 8. And in Adelaide, race 3, number 10, Deliberate.
All right, well, I'll go Sunshine Coast, race 2. I thought those couple of roughies in the second race, maybe you can back them both each way. Con Esther and Kapamura L. I think you can get 30s and 50s around both of them. So have a little something on them early in the day. Might build you a bank for later on. Hopefully we found you plenty of winners. As I said, don't forget to pick up the winning post, and we will join you next week on the Preview Podcast.